Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Travelers urged to declare all agriculture products. Stay with us to find out why and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
It's the inaugural Jamaica Geographic Information System, GIS, user conference under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Mapping Our Way to Secure Communities, Jamaica Pegasus Hotel, October 10 and 11. Featuring discussions on the impact of GIS technology on crime fighting, policing and vehicle tracking, healthcare, tourism and planning and development. That's the first ever GIS user conference hosted by the National Spatial Data Management Division in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. Visit www.gisuserconference.com. JA.com or call 630-185021 for details.
The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is mandated to expand agricultural production and ensure persons have access to safe, quality food for consumption. In achieving this objective, the Plant Quarantine Division of the Ministry ensures that the agriculture sector is not compromised by persons bringing pests and diseases into the country. As such, travelers are being urged to fill out the declaration forms that they receive at the airport. Travelers to Jamaica are being urged to declare all agricultural products to prevent the introduction of foreign pests and diseases that could threaten the agriculture sector and the environment. Chief Plant Quarantine Produce Inspector in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Cindy Wilson, says travelers are required to declare seeds, meats, plants and animal products and byproducts being taken into the island. The declaration must cover all items carried in checked baggage, carry-on luggage and shipped items.
Be it tourists or be just a regular Jamaican coming home, especially returning resident, if you intend to carry any plant or plant products into Jamaica, you require a permit, and all the permit will tell the exporting country is what is the requirement for taking in this plant and plant products.
In cases where there are no permits, the inspectors at the borders of entry will determine whether the items meet the entry requirements. Prohibited items that are not declared by passengers will be confiscated and disposed of, and persons could also face civil penalties. The Plant Quarantine Act of 1993 and the Plant Import Control Regulations outline fines and other sanctions for persons who intentionally smuggle in plant-related items.
It ranges from 50,000 to all the way to 200,000.
For persons who may have visited a farm or ranch in a foreign country, it is advised that the items of clothing worn on the property remain in that country, as the clothes and shoes worn on farms could contain traces of soil that might harbor foreign diseases. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The wisest man sometimes turn fool. Translation: the wisest man is sometimes foolish. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The annual GIS Heritage Essay, Poster and Photography Competitions are back! If you are 9 to 12 years old, enter the GIS Heritage Competition. Submit your 400 to 500 word essay on the theme, How Would You Like to See Jamaica in Another 55 Years? Students in grades 7 to 13, the poster competition is for you! Design an 11 by 17 inch poster digitally or by illustration depicting Jamaica 55. And the photography competition targets students attending an accredited tertiary institution. Submit one high-resolution photograph depicting the theme Jamaica 55. Submission deadline is midnight October 31. Entry forms are available at gis.gov.jm.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, everyone has moments of vulnerability. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. We want to hear from you. Send feedback to radio at gis.gov.jm. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, at GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.